WJTL, that's Dolly Parton and Zach Williams teaming up for There Was Jesus for King and Country, Middle of Your Heart. Just before that, happy Winning Wednesday at 7:03.
Hey, good morning, friends. It is Winning Wednesday. We're giving away pairs of one-hour virtual class vouchers provided by Snapology of Lancaster. Stay tuned all day for details on how to call in and win with Snapology and WJTL. Fred and I even have some chances this morning.
Yeah. Hey, our friend Dean Self from Sight and Sound joining us live on the phone. Good morning to you, Dean.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. So great to talk to you this morning. Anybody want to give a shout-out to, Dean?
Oh, I would love to say hello to my family. I know that they're listening this morning. My three kiddos, Chloe, Liam, and Willow, and my wife, Lindsay.
Aww. Wow. Hey, we have been pulling for you guys, thinking of you guys, praying for you guys. Recount for everybody what happened with Sight and Sound when COVID hit and how Queen Esther is now on stage and all that's happened in between, if you can.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for those prayers. We really appreciate it, and we need them. You know, unlike many other businesses that closed in March, Sight and Sound actually never opened this year. So we were planned to be closed January and February as we were preparing to open our brand new, amazing, spectacular, huge show, Queen Esther. And we got all the way up to Friday, March 13th, which was our premiere for a private party. And we were about to open March 14th, the next day on Saturday. And of course, everybody knows what happened. The state shut down and the show never got to open. And so it just has been, in many ways devastating, you know, something that nobody ever expected. Of course, we rely on large groups of people sitting close together, in the theater.
Yeah.
And so, we were closed for months and, thankfully, we have been able to open our doors to very small crowds. It's been good to see the show open and running, but it is definitely a challenging year for us.
Wow. Yeah. So tell us, how, you say small crowds, how is it working? How is everything going? What changes have you made to accommodate everything that you have to do during COVID?
Yeah, well, I'm sure people remember that our county went to the green phase in June, but we waited several weeks. We had to turn on rehearsals again and get all of our animals reacclimated to the show and show conditions. But on top of that, we wanted to make sure that we were taking every measure possible to be as safe as possible for welcoming guests back in our doors. So we made modifications to our facility, changing our air conditioning unit, putting in an ionized filtration system. We put in plexiglass, and we had to modify our seating and make sure that the way that people were getting into the theater was changed. So it's definitely been different. You know, all of our staff are wearing masks. The theater, as big as it is, even with, you know, a couple hundred people, looks, you know, sparse because people are so spread apart. But it's been good to have, you know, life again in the building.
Yeah.
And to have the show running.
I can't imagine how that feels for a live audience again, too.
Yeah, I mean, we have just heard so many expressions of gratitude and thanks, you know, in the midst of everybody being quarantined at home and not being able to live life. You know, not being able to go to church, not being able to gather together. This story and this show right now, it's just unbelievable, God's timing. And the fact that he had us planning for this 4 years ago to bring the story of Queen Esther to the stage in 2020 is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so we've heard from so many people just how encouraging and inspiring the story is. And of course, you know, the show is spectacular too.
So if folks want to see the show and they want to come and actually experience it in person, they can get tickets, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We are running about 11 shows a week, usually, and Tuesday through Saturday. This week, of course, we are not running shows that are open to the public because we are getting ready for our first ever live broadcast to the world of Queen Esther Friday night. So we're excited about that.
Tell us about that. How's that going to work?
Yeah, well, in the midst of hundreds of thousands of people that had reserved tickets to come and see the show this year, and then us having to cancel those shows and refund those tickets, we started having conversation back in May saying, how do we help people still experience the show? And we, of course, had our show Jesus on television over Easter, and we're just overwhelmed by the response. Nearly 3 million people tuned in from around the world.
Wow.
And we said,
"That's incredible.
What can we do? What's the next thing that we can do?" And we said, "Well, nobody's seen Queen Esther. What if we brought this show to the world live?" And so that's what we've been working on for the last several months. So we've got about a dozen cameras that are up in the theater right now. It's just up there this morning. We've got two big tractor trailer rigs, broadcast trucks that are sitting in our parking lot.
Wow.
18,000 feet of cable connecting everything. And for one night only, this Friday at 7 o'clock, we are going to be bringing the show live, broadcasting around the world. And so excited about that. We have over 52 countries right now that have signed up that are going to be tuning in. So it really is going to be a global event.
That's amazing.
52.
If folks want to watch on Friday, how can they do it?
Yeah, well, also a new thing that we launched in the middle of being closed is something called Sight and Sound TV. And so this is an online video streaming channel where you can watch our previously recorded shows. There's lots of behind-the-scenes content. You get to meet the animals. And so that's the place where you're going to get to watch this. If you go online to sight-sound.tv, the first thing you'll see that's going to pop up is going to be Queen Esther Live. And so you can sign up. If you can't make the Friday night live showtime, we are offering four encore showings throughout the weekend. So two on Saturday and two on Sunday.
Wow. That's awesome.
So
check
cool.
it out this Friday, 7 o'clock, the global presentation of Queen Esther from Sight and Sound. Go to sight-sound.tv. We're going to talk more with Dean coming up, and Annie has a chance for you to win your way to watch online Queen Esther this Friday. That's coming up in a little bit. We do have more music for you, too. Newsboys on the way with a